statement of the Prophet ﷺ. So clear. Do not prohibit women from coming to the masjid. So what happened? A conflict arose. The women said, what are you talking about? A group of women. A group of women said, how can you prohibit us? This is a clear statement of the Prophet ﷺ. And here you are openly going against that statement. So they took their complaint to the greatest scholar in the history of the deen, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is considered the greatest scholar in the history of our deen. Why? Because she knew the inside and the outside of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She knew what was going on at home. She knew what was going on outside of the home. So she is considered the greatest scholar of the deen. Now when the women of Medina, that group of women of Medina, took that to the Hazrat Umar radiallahu anha, to Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to them a very, very famous statement, and this statement is preserved in the book of Imam Bukhari, in which she said that if the Prophet sallallahu, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the way the women of today come to the masjid, he would have prohibited them from coming to the masjid the same way that the women of Bani Israel were prohibited from coming to the masjid. That's her general statement in the book of Imam Bukhari. Basically saying what? Saying that this fatwa that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh gave, that the permission of the women to come to the masjid is predicated upon the establishment of hijab, she said, I stamped my approval on it. So she stamped her approval on it. Now, once that was established, no other sahaba complained. None of the sahaba complained. Meaning, they all stamped their approval on that fatwa. So that it became a general principle within the deen that for genders to interact within the masjid, for genders to both come to the masjid, a hijab is required. Alright? And that's the accepted position of the scholars. Because look, the sahaba were not a passive people. The sahaba were not a passive people. They fought each other on the battlefield based on their interpretation of the deen. Based on their interpretation of the deen, they fought each other on the battlefield. They shed each other's blood based on their interpretation of the deen. So they would not stand quietly if Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was breaking a rule of the Sharia. No, they did not make that distinction. But Allah's rule is Allah's rule. So if he were to be breaking a rule of the Sharia, they would not have stood quietly. But when he passed that ruling, and when he implemented that ruling, they were quiet and accepted that ruling because they too recognized that actually the permission of the Prophet ﷺ was predicated on there being a proper gender division. Okay? Now, this ruling was not a ruling against women, which is what people fail to understand. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was not ruling against women, but he was ruling against the situation that the genders had created within the masjid. Men had to pray in the masjid, so how could he prohibit them because it's wajib for men to pray in the masjid? Women have increased reward at home, so it's easier for him to say to the women that it's better for you to pray at home. Now that's the first thing. The second thing is that you have to also recognize that what was the home in that day and age? In that day and age, the home was just as good as the masjid. People used to pray their farad in the masjid, and then they used to go home and they used to pray their sunnahs, and it was just an atmosphere of deen. They created mini masajid within their home. They used to recite Quran regularly within their home. So a person could easily develop within the masjid as they could within the home. Now also as a further proof that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's ruling was not against women, but that it was against the lack of the barrier, is the fact that on other occasions Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu in other ahadith permitted the women to come to the masjid. For example, in Ramadan, on one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh created a separate tarawih prayer for the women and had a separate imam lead the women when the men were not praying there. Okay? So they were coming to the masjid, but he created the hijab in a different way in that circumstance. Similarly, in another narration, we find that some women were permitted by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh to come to the masjid for Fajr and for Isha. In particular, one of his wives. Right? Now again, the same issue there. Because they were coming for Fajr, they were coming for Isha, there was darkness, right? They didn't have lights in the masjid at that time. There was no electricity. There was pitch darkness, alright? And at the same time, they were coming with proper modest clothing and dress. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu permitted those women at that time in that circumstance to come because of the fact that hijab was still being preserved. But the general idea that you get from this particular, from this, up to this point in the history of the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, is that for genders to come to the masjid, there is a requirement for division between the males and the females. Now, at that time, homes were like the masjid. People recited Quran in their homes. People prayed in their homes. It was basically an atmosphere of the deen. Slowly over time, the home began to deteriorate. Right? As the home began to deteriorate, the ulama said, wait a minute. Now if women don't come to the masjid, there could